don't know. I could probably be in a pissier mood, but I doubt it. God damn it, I'm fucking sick of bullshit. Oh.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Yeah, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, go fuck yourself.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourself. All right, here we are. It's a beautiful day outside. The Great One is in here recording the podcast because that's how much he fucking loves you. And the question we have to ask ourselves, and there are many questions, for example, we could ask ourselves, is this the weapons platform from which the Great One launches a cruise missile of his intellect? Yes, it is. It is. We could also ask ourselves, do we deserve the Great One's love? Do we, the Great One's listeners, do we deserve his love and affection to the point that when it's a beautiful sunny day outside, he's indoors recording a podcast just for our entertainment? Yeah, I can tell you the answer. The answer is no. No, you don't deserve this. Ow, fuck. Trying to work the window shade there. It's a little complicated beyond my abilities at this particular point. I've been awake for hours, but I didn't sleep very good last night. Woke up in the middle of the night, laid there for a while, you know, staring at the ceiling, drooling on myself. Been up for hours, and I'm still just, like, I don't know, groggy and stupid and brain dead. Worked late last night, gotta go work tonight, doing a gig, running lights for a show, then gotta go do a fucking light focus tomorrow. And Monday, I gotta do something. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'll find out sometime before Monday. I'll be there. I'll do it. It'll get done. Because, you know what? Because I'm competent. Because I don't have a vagina and I don't have a mental disorder. But I repeat myself. Where do we even start today with all the things that are pissing me off? Where do I even want to start? You know what? Let's start here. Hey, come on. Come on, work. Oh my God, I'm so fucking fed up with technology. I just want to... So anyhow, I'm on the YouTubes the other day and I go to watch a fucking video. And before the video, I see a goddamn advertisement. And I'm thinking, the fuck is this? Why is there an advertisement on my fucking YouTube? Now, some of you may be saying, but Great One, YouTube videos have advertisements. Yes, if you're a moron, they do. If you're not a moron, you have a web browser and you install an ad blocker and it blocks the advertisements from YouTube. And thus, I have never, until this moment, seen an advertisement on a YouTube video. So I'm looking at this going, where the fuck did this come from? I just kind of blew it off because I had shit to do and I was moving along. So anyway, I get up this morning, I fire up the web browser, and all of a sudden, everything is different. It's Firefox. Of course it's Firefox. Of course it's Mozilla Firefox. Because if Mozilla spent the amount of time writing software that doesn't suck, that they instead devote to promoting homosexuality, maybe they're proud. And I'm finally done. I'm finally done. I have put up with Firefox's bullshit. I'm finally done with Firefox as my primary browser. I think I'm going to use Waterfox, but I'll have to figure it out. Anyway, long story short, and this is my fault. I'm the moron who set my browser to automatically update. You know, once again, I don't have a vagina. See, I take responsibility for what happens in my life. Like the other day. Okay, yesterday, we're hanging lights. We're at this gig, we're getting the lights ready. And I have explained to Yoga Pants Girl that when you hang a light, you leave enough cable on it so that you can focus the light. You leave enough cable hanging free so the light can be focused. Okay, so we're hanging the lights and we're hanging these pars. And she asked me, are these just going to point straight down? And I said, yeah, they're all going to just point straight down. Okay, great. So she hangs them, she points them straight down. And we get the lighting rig up in the air. And I take a look at it and I go, you know, I'm going to refocus some of those pars. I want to get some cross lighting on that. So I go up in the left and I go over to the pars to focus them. And the cable going to the lights is pulled tight. So I'm not able to move the light around in order to focus it. So on one hand, I have told her in the past, always leave cable free, leave cable loose, leave slack in the cable. I'm trying to explain this for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about and don't care. Right? Leave slack in the cable so that you can move the light around. If the cable is pulled tight, you can't move the light. I've told her that in the past. She knows this. She knows this by now. I also told her, however, that the lights were going to point straight down. And running on the assumption that the lights are just going to point straight down and not be moved, she pulled the cable tight. And I can kind of understand why she did that. And so I explained to her, I said, hey, look, this is my fault because I'm the one here with the testicles. I have the testosterone. I'm a man. Men are better than women. There's a book about that written by Dick Masterson. I don't ever expect a woman to take responsibility. Don't ever expect a woman to be accountable. I don't ever expect a woman to have agency. I don't ever expect a woman to think. I mean, sometimes they do. Occasionally a woman thinks, occasionally. And when they do, I'm very grateful for that. I mean, Yoga Pants Girl thinks. She thinks many times. That's why I haven't killed her yet, because she's smarter than 95% of the population, male or female. And that's partially because she is a little bit bright, and partially because so many of you are so fucking stupid. So I said, look, I understand that I said they were going to point straight down. I understand why you did what you did. I said, always leave cable for focusing. See, I didn't hold her accountable. It was my fault. It was because of me that this happened, because I did not clearly articulate that even though the cans are going to point straight down, you should still leave focus cable on them. I understand that other people, male or female, black or white, I understand other people just can't be held accountable for anything. This is why the saying, if you want it done right, do it yourself, exists. You know, I'm not even sure how I got off on that tangent. Well, I know I was talking about Mozilla. Oh, it's my fault because I'm the one who set my software up there. You know, I could blame Mozilla for being a bunch of left-wing statist fags, and they are. But ultimately, you know whose fault it is? It's mine, because you know what dipshit chose to install and use Mozilla Firefox? It was me. Did I learn when they ousted What's-His-Face because what was it? He gave money to a campaign against homosexual marriage or something? Did I learn any? No, I didn't learn anything. So I fire up my fucking browser this morning to look at some porn or something. I don't know what I was even going to look at. And everything looks different. And stuff is gone. And I realize it's because, there's a new update. And now all my add-ons have been disabled. Because we did this once before. They update and all your add-ons fucking vanished. Oh, these are incompatible. And here's my favorite part, is of course they do this because, these add-ons are insecure and blah, blah. So what you're saying is for all these years, your browser has been insecure. Because they always do this, we're doing this to improve security. So you're saying your security has sucked up until right now. Right? So I got my ad blocker for YouTube. could not be verified for use in Firefox and has been disabled. I got my ad blocker ultimate disabled. My dissenter extension, you know, dissenter from Gab, where you can, of course, that's disabled. We can't have freedom of speech on the internet. DuckDuckGo privacy has been disabled. Flash and video download, disabled. Group speed dial, which holds all of my bookmarks, has been disabled. All my bookmarks are now gone. Thank you, fucking faggot-loving cocksuckers over at Mozilla. You fuckers are dead to me. No script, which prevents websites from running scripts on your goddamn computer. That's been disabled because it couldn't be verified. Search by image has been disabled. 10i reverse it. You matrix, which prevents other websites from spying on you, blocks the Facebooks and the Insta. That's been disabled. Video downloader, disabled. WX download status bar, disabled. YouTube download helper, disabled. YouTube MP3, disabled. It's all disabled. None of this could be verified by the cocksucking faggots over at Mozilla. It just couldn't be verified. They're disabled. Fuck you, Mozilla. Fuck you right up your goddamn fucking faggot ass. I'm sick of your shit. I'm so sick of your shit. Firefox is dead to me. This is the second time this has happened, and I'm sick of having to fucking work around your little fucking tirades. Everybody should be working around my tirades. Oh, wait, you are. You're listening to my tirades right now. Thank you. I appreciate it. If you really wanted to, excuse me, hold on. Great one. Did you do vocal warm-ups? No, I didn't, because I'm a fucking slacking piece of shit. All right. I also need to drink more water. Gotta hydrate. Man, I think I need to lay off the booze, too. God, I went through this phase here lately. I have been killing it on the booze. I think I need to back off. I was going to complain about something else. What was I going to complain about? Fuck. Oh, drama. Responsibility. So the third theater job I took, right? They hired this guy to be the master carpenter. So the master carpenter is the person who's responsible for building the set. The walls, the floors, all this other stuff. And they hire this guy, and I know him from working in other theaters. And I'm thinking to myself, no, they hired this guy because he's competent. He's got skills and knowledge, right? He is a good carpenter. He is also mentally unstable, possibly, you know, bipolar or something of like that, and he also has sex with fat girls. I mean, the bipolar, mentally unstable part, I could forgive that, but sex with fat girls? No. Anyhow, I'm thinking, I cannot believe they hired this guy. I'm wondering how this is going to turn out. Well, the way it turned out is that we got partway through building the set, and he up and quit because the flats, for those of you not, for normal people who are not in theater, flats are things that, it's not a flat-chested girl, flats are things that you build the walls out of. You go to the theater, you see the side of a wall. Well, you always know what a wall is. I'm not going to explain what a wall is. A wall, it's that thing, you know, that wall, the thing that Kuckenfuhrer promised us was going to be between the United States and Mexico. One of my listeners sent me a link, a comment, sorry I don't have it up right now, about how walls work both ways, and I saw, I'll address that. That's a good point. Walls do work both ways. Yeah, I would hate for anyone to, yeah. Anyway, walls. You guys know what a wall is. That's the thing we didn't get right up there with Hillary Clinton in jail. And flats are traditionally 4 feet wide, 8 feet tall, because that's what size you can conveniently get lumber in, and they're made out of 1x, right? So 1x4s, and you make a frame and you put a couple of cross braces on it, and then you put some facing on the front, and you got a wall. And he quit the job because the flats were not up to his standards, and the design he got for building the set was not perfect. He's like, the thing says that this is supposed to be 7 feet, but in reality it can only be 6 feet, and I just can't deal with this. I'm just like, dude, if it can only be 6 feet, then just make it 6 feet. Well, I shouldn't have to redesign the set. It should have been designed right the first. I'm thinking to myself, what kind of sheltered life has this motherfucker lived in? Let me try to explain this, because here's the thing. I think what I'm about to explain to you, every single one of you have encountered this, just in different circumstances. And the fact that I don't know how old this guy is. I'm going to say mid-20s. I don't know. He could be early 20s. 23, give or take a couple of years. So this is 23-year-old guy, has no job, no 40-hour-a-week job, going to college 2 days a week. I don't know who's paying for it, if it's whatever. Lives with his parents. Interestingly enough, not soy. I mean, he's in soy mentally. I mean, physically, he's a strong individual. Competent carpenter. Leftist as fuck. He wanted to have this. I think I told you guys about this. He wanted to have a conversation about gun violence on the anniversary of Columbine. I'm just like, go fuck yourself. Okay. In the military, we had a saying. No plan ever survives contact with the enemy. Because in the military, we'd sit there and we'd make these elaborate plans about how we're going to go in and attack the enemy. You know, the enemy's here, and you're going to sneak around over here, and you're going to shoot this over there, and you're going to and then of course you get there, and as we also used to say in the military, the problem with op orders, and that's an operations order, that's this detailed plan that explains everything you're going to do. The problem with op orders is that nobody ever sends a copy of the op orders to the enemy, so the enemy doesn't know what they're supposed to do. Right? It comes in, well, you're going to come around here and you're going to shoot the guard in the guard tower. Okay. And then you get over there and you find out, oh, there's two guards in the guard tower, not one. Right? Because nobody sent the enemy a copy of the op order, so the enemy would know that you're only supposed to have one guard in the guard tower. In all my years of theater, I've done a little bit of set building, and I've done a whole lot of hanging lights. And the designer, the set designer or the lighting designer, will show up at the theater, and they've got these pieces of paper, and everything is to scale, and oh, they've got everything drawn out where it goes, and how long the wall is, and how far downstage the wall is, and you got your lights, and which light hangs on which pipe, and how far they are from the center line, and which circuit they plug into, and all this other horse, and it's all planned out, down to the minute detail. And then you go to actually implement it, and you find out that you have to change things. We just did a light hang. We had to change a lot of things. The set wasn't even where it was supposed to be. Pipes weren't there. Circuits weren't close. You change all kinds of stuff. You take your fucking plan on a piece of paper, which is essentially a masturbatory fantasy. Okay? And I just did a light hang yesterday for me, mine. I designed it. Okay. I got there. It's time to put the lights on. You know what? This isn't going to go here. This has got to go over there. Because what I wrote on the piece of paper was a masturbatory fantasy. And that's exactly how the world works. Okay, you make your plans. Your plans, doesn't matter. You can put them on your fucking computer, in your fucking AutoCAD. They can fucking be to scale and all this other happy fucking horse shit. All you're doing is jacking yourself off because you print that shit on a piece of paper. You go to the theater and you say, okay, this wall should be, you know, 17 feet from downstage. Well, guess what? You know what? It's not going to work there because of such and such and this. So we're going to fucking move it. And the difference between children and adults is that children sit there and go, oh, but that's not what the plan says. And adults just go, all right, let's fucking move the thing. Can we get this done? Let's move it. Moving on. We are going to accomplish something today. We are not going to whine about the fact that the fucking piece of paper does not perfectly mirror what is happening in reality. Because adults understand that reality and masturbatory fantasies are different. So anyhow, he quit. He didn't finish the job he signed up to get paid to do because he wasn't going to deal with having to redesign the set to make it actually fit on the fucking stage, which is something that happens in every theater on the fucking planet nearly every goddamn day. I have never built a set where we didn't have to modify things. I've never fucking hung lights that we didn't have to modify things. I just don't understand the fantasy world. Oh, the next door neighbor dog is barking again. Soon I will never have to listen to that again. Oh my God, these fucking retarded people. Ooh, I can hear it. Ooh. God, I'm glad. God, I hope they don't reproduce. Yeah, they're white, but I don't want them to reproduce. Grow up, people. Deal with the fact that reality is not going to give a flying shit about your masturbatory fantasies, okay? What was I going to bitch about next? All right, so let's not so much bitch. Let's discuss this for a minute. This is a long story, as if I have short stories. A while back, okay, Nick Krauser, who is a day game pickup guy. I discovered him slightly before I made my voyage back to Texas, whenever that was, and downloaded a bunch of his shit and listened to it while I was driving. And it was really good. I got a lot out of that. All right, so anyhow, Nick Krauser, day game pickup artist at, you know, PU, I guess. Not a fan of the PUA label, but we'll call him that. Day gamer. And of course, we probably all know who Black Dragon is, because I've talked about Black Dragon in the past and blah, 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 blah. Ran across a series of posts where Nick called Black Dragon out as being a poser, and Black Dragon responded without mentioning Nick's name. I always love, and I always love, like, okay, dude, if you're going to respond to someone calling you out, just say who it is that's calling you out. You know, Black Dragon writes the post and say, well, there are some people who are saying, no, it's Nick Krauser is saying this. It's a specific person. It's like when I podcasted about this has been years now, back when Bad Quaker came out on a podcast and he was saying, yeah, there's this person who's talking shit and he's a turd and he's a meanie and I'm not going to tell you what his name is. I'm just like, dude. And this was part of what caused me to lose my respect for Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker. I was like, dude, will you just say the guy's fucking name? And turned out it was Christopher Cantwell, because I did a podcast about it, and Christopher Cantwell posted on my site. He says, yeah, the person Ben Stone is talking about is me. It's the same thing here. Black Dragon. Look, and just wait for it. I'm going somewhere with this. Dude, just say, Nick Krauser called me out. And then respond to it. So anyhow, they had this little back and forth. And Nick was calling out Black Dragon on some stuff like his fake hair and, you know, all these other things. And I saw this and I'm thinking, you know, here we go. More of the fucking internet drama. And I considered, because look, there's legitimate points on both sides of this. And I had considered, you know, do I want to sit down and dissect this a little bit for the podcast? Because I think there's some interesting stuff. And I decided, no, I got too much other shit to do, like making fun of in-demand author and consultant Allison Lee Scher, which we've still got to finish that up. And don't worry, we will. Plus, I got all these E. Jean letters down here. I mean, come on, man. Come on, look. 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 Let's do a bonus E. Jean letter right now. You know why? Because I'm the great one himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been podcasting for 14 years. I've been on the internet since 1999. I'm right. I'm always right. I've never been wrong. Never. Say, great one. Didn't you say Donald Trump would lose the election? I did say that. Technically, he did lose because he lost the popular vote. Because as I explained to you people, there are more parasites than producers. That's why Western civilization cannot be saved unless we turn off the welfare and take voting away from women, which you're not going to do because you're a bunch of fucking cucks. Oh, well, great one. Well, the only thing left is to enjoy the decline. But great one. How do we enjoy the decline? Well, if you're not sure how to enjoy the decline, go to Amazon.com. Get there by typing in cls.link/Amazon. Enjoy the and once you're there, you search in a little search bar for enjoy the, or better yet, here's all you got to do is do this. Type into your web browser, not Firefox, get a real web browser. Type into your fucking browser cls.link/ETD, that's Echo Tango Delta, still can't talk. Enjoy the decline. It'll take you right there. And there it is, the manual written by Captain Capitalism himself. You say, great, who's Captain Cap? What do you mean, who's Captain Capitalism? He's a capitalist and he is a captain. This is not just some guy off the street, he's a fucking captain, he's an officer. Captain Capitalism wrote the manual on enjoying the decline. It's your only option. Because you're surrounded by cucks. And, okay, yeah, so there's what? There's seven of us. There's seven of us who would take voting away from women and turn off the welfare. And there's what? How many people in the United States? 300 billion? Not billion. God damn, 300,000? I don't know. Google it. Just not on fucking Firefox. We're outnumbered, guys. You can be right and still lose. Okay? This ain't the movies. This ain't your masturbatory fantasies. This is not a two-scale drawing done in AutoCAD that's going to manifest perfectly into the real world. We have lost. L-O-S-T, lost. It's over. All we can do is enjoy the decline. I was going to do a bonus, E. Jean, but before... Oh, I was talking about the... Okay, here we go. Let's do a bonus, E. Jean. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, what's the best course of action after being fired? I don't know, finding a man to pay all of your bills? I mean, considering you're a woman, considering that you were fired, you were probably a parasite somewhere, parasiting off the taxpayers. With 6 great years at a company, I was canned because I played a practical joke. Of course you were. Okay, I hid my supervisor's glue stick. Yes, it's utterly ridiculous. Okay, you got fired because you hid your supervisor's glue stick. Okay, first of all, if this is a company where you would get fired for hiding somebody's glue stick, I'm unclear how you could have 6 great years there. I have to assume that you mean 6 years of doing nothing. Because anybody who is productive and ambitious and had standards and wanted to accomplish things in life instead of standing around and whining about how the fucking AutoCAD drawing doesn't perfectly mirror reality, anybody in that category would not be able to have 6 great years at a company that is like this. Okay, so first, we can deduce that you're a fucking parasite. Second, we can deduce that you're lazy. Okay, now, we can also deduce that you don't understand private property because you hid somebody else's property. Why are you touching your supervisor's glue stick? Once again, see, women don't understand that there are things on the planet Earth that don't belong to them. There's something about having a vagina that makes you think everything is yours. Don't touch other people's shit. Well, it's just a glue stick. Okay, if it's, that's my, I love that one. I love that one. When somebody says, well, can you do this for me? Well, no, I don't have time. Well, it only take 5 minutes. Well, if it only take 5 minutes, why don't you fucking do it? In the amount of time you're over here asking me to do it, you could be halfway finished if it only takes 5 minutes, right? Well, it was only my supervisor's glue stick. Well, if it was only a glue stick, why could you not keep your fucking hands off of it? Right? If it's just not a big deal, why did you have to touch it? Why did you feel the need to hide it? Why were you not doing your job? I'm sorry, are you being paid to engage in practical jokes? Once again, women do not understand. Work is not where you go to have fun. Okay, you're there to work. If you're at work and you have time to hide people's glue sticks, then either you should be fired because you're not actually doing anything, you just have a make-work job, or you should be doing your fucking job except you're not, so you should still be fired. When I go to work, I don't play practical jokes on people. I don't have time for this shit. Okay, that's kind of a lie because in theater, we actually fuck with each other a lot. But that's theater. That's not a real job. Of course, then again, I'm sure this chick, as we read forward, I wonder if she works at a nonprofit. Let's find, we'll find out. All right. The supervisor, who I thought was my friend. Okay, once again, girls, the people you work with are not your friends. We go through this, I go through this with a yoga pants girl all the time. She'll be like, man, the boys did blah, blah, blah. This is stupid. And I just look at her and go, well, those are your friends. Because they are. They're all friends. They hang out after work and they go to shows together and stuff and they're all buddy. And then they do stupid shit at work and she talks about how stupid they are, which they are. I mean, she's right about that. And I just go, well, they're your friends. And I get this blank look from her. Like, fucking up your standards, honey. Or they're your friends. Why don't you talk to them? Why don't you explain to them that by breaking the thing they just broke because they're stupid, they have now fucked you over. Because I'm going to make you fix the thing they just broke. Go explain that to them. If they're your fucking friends, they should have a little sympathy and empathy and understanding, right? Except they're fucking retards. Okay, girls, the people you work with are not your friends. Your supervisor is not your fucking friend, okay? Get over this fucking I'm going to work to hang out with my friends shit. The dog next to it. Ow! Yeah, TJ, dogs are so much better than cats. So much better. Ow! Is that annoying you guys? Yeah, that's for all of you who think dogs are better than cats. Go fuck yourselves. All right, here we go. The supervisor, who I thought was my friend because I'm a stupid bitch, and someone I could joke with, once again, you're not getting paid to joke, you're getting paid to work, decided to make a big deal out of it and took it to the department manager. Oh, I wonder if the supervisor happens to be a woman, because this is what women do. Women tell. Women can't deal with things, so they go to their supervisors and tattletale. Hey, when Yoga Pants Girl pisses me off, I don't go to the owner, I don't go to Dallas and be like, Dallas, Yoga Pants Girl, she didn't leave any slack in the cables so I could focus the lights. Wah! Yeah, I just go and say, hey, Yoga Pants Girl, I know I told you they're going to point down, but always, 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 always leave slack in the cables for focus. No matter what I tell you, always leave slack. And she said, okay. See, we're done. It's like adults. I don't hide her super glue. She doesn't hide, you know, we don't hide each other's shit. We go to work, we do our fucking jobs. It's not that hard. The manager, I like how we're, the department manager. Okay, the manager, unfortunately, was dealing with a death in her family. Okay, so if we don't know if the supervisor was male or female, but the supervisor is a woman. And so a woman fired another woman for playing a practical joke and hiding somebody's glue stick. I wonder, you know, it's almost as if women hate... How much do you want to bet the woman who got fired was thinner and younger than the woman who fired her? Would anybody like to bet any amount of money on that? Once again, I would just love to see pictures of all these women. I just want to see pictures. Pictures would explain everything. The manager, unfortunately, was dealing with a death in her family, had never liked me. Okay, once again, girls, you're not at work to be liked. It doesn't matter if your manager likes you or not. That's not what you go to work for. I know it's confusing. I know you don't understand this. I know, vagina. I understand. Everything is yours. You want to be wealthy, comma, like, comma, yesterday. I get it. You shouldn't have to work for anything because you're a princess. Okay, you're not at work to be liked. It is not in the job description of your manager to like you. Had never liked me and had in the past admitted... Oh my, great one, you're a... And had in the past admitted that she was, quote, jealous of me. She suffers from major body issues. Now, of course, we have to consider the source, but once again, she suffers from body issues. What did I just tell you? The manager is fat and old. The girl she fired is younger and thinner. How do you women go through your entire lives denying the fact, which you know because you are women, that women hate women who are younger and thinner than them? Why are you surprised when a woman who is your manager, who is older and fatter than you, fires you? How is this a surprise to you? How do you not see this coming? Like, seriously, you are a woman. Okay, if you're listening to me right now, you're not a woman because no women listen to this. Okay, but pretend you're a woman. All right, yes, I know your IQ just dropped by 25 points. Pretend you're a woman. Stop touching yourself. That's what I would do if I was a woman. I'd never podcast again. I'd spend the rest of my life. Wake up one morning, oh, I'm a woman now. Oh, shit, I can't stop touching myself. Pretend you're a woman. Okay. You know that you hate every woman who is younger and thinner than you. and that you will do anything to fuck those women over because they're younger and thinner than you and you can't outcompete them. And you know this, and you go through every moment of your life knowing this, right? So then, a woman who is older and fatter than you does something, you know, negative, nasty, mean-spirited, whatever it is, to you. How are you surprised by this? How do you not expect that? It's like jumping in the ocean and then going, oh my, I can't believe I'm wet. All right, let's continue. Now I'm stuck. In interviews, when I tell prospective employers that I was fired for hiding a glue stick, legit as it is, it sounds like I'm lying. Yes, because no one is dumb enough to believe that. Because everyone knows, well, first of all, if it's a woman, they're stupid, so it doesn't matter. If you're interviewing with a man and you tell them you were fired for hiding a glue stick, men know that that's bullshit. Men understand that the glue stick firing, okay, that might be what was written on a piece of paper. That was not the real reason. Right? The real reason was either perhaps because your manager is old and fat and just hated you because you're young and pretty. Or it might be because you're grossly incompetent, but they had no proof of this, and so they've just been looking for a reason to get rid of you. There's a myriad of options we don't have time to go into because I have to go back to talking about Nick Krauser and Black Dragon. The glue stick is not why you were fired. And men know this. The glue stick was just the surface story. It's the cover story. It's the facade. The glue stick is not what's really happening here. I don't want to trash talk the manager, but I have to defend myself and let people know I did not deserve to be fired over this. Okay, you don't get to decide if you deserve to be fired or not. The people who pay you get to decide that. I have references from the job, but most employers want to speak with the department manager. Ugh! Exclamation mark. She's not a moral person and would have no problem lying to them. Oh, so women don't have morals and lie. Mm-hmm. What do I do next? Who cares? Hopefully you starve to death and die, but unfortunately the welfare system, which is maintained and supported by the cucks through the welfare system will keep you alive. Hey, there's probably some beta male out there who would be happy to marry you and wife you up and take care of you and pay all your bills. I'm sure you have some student loans still from your fucking journalism major or communications major or whatever you did. Just shut up. How about that? There's your just fucking die. Sure, I'm glad you cucks think women should have jobs. All right, that was our bonus, Eugene. Back to Nick Krauser and Black Dragon. So I'm reading the back and forth. And I'm thinking, okay, look, there's some legit things here. There's some legit things there, you know. Nick is... So anyway. Fast forward. And Rolo Tomasi has his YouTube channel and he interviews people. And I see he's got an interview with Nick Krauser. And I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta listen to that. So I download the video using a browser extension on Firefox, which I can't use anymore because Firefox has disabled it because it can't be verified. Go fuck yourselves, Mozilla. Download the video, MP3 it, and I'm listening to it. I'm still not finished listening to it because it's long. It's 2 hours or something like that. I'm listening to it as I'm driving around in the $500 pickup truck. And in this interview, Nick talks about how every once in a while he calls out somebody in the PUA community that he thinks is a poser. And I'm going, oh, this is sort of a reference. And so initially when I saw this, the Nick Krauser calling out Black Dragon, my first response was, oh, look, you know, attention-whoring internet drama. Hey, let's get on the internet and act like 14-year-old girls. In the interview with Rolo, Nick says, you know, I do this because, and I'm paraphrasing greatly here, so if I misrepresent what the man said, not doing this intentionally, I'm just doing it once again because I'm a moron. But essentially what I got, he's saying, he calls out these people that he thinks are posers because he doesn't want men who are searching for answers to get the wrong information, right? Nick feels that as a legitimate, accomplished, actually has approached girls, not just talked about it on the internet, you know, pickup person, that he has an obligation to other men to help protect them from false information that's going to lead them down a wrong path. So I'm listening, I'm thinking, okay, you know, that makes sense. I buy that when he puts it in that context. And as I think about it, I can see how there can be a legitimate difference between it's the sort of attention-whoring, name-calling, internet drama that some people engage in, as opposed to an actual attempt to point out the posers. I swear to God, the dog howling over is about to drive me insane. Normally I can fucking focus through it. God damn it! I wish those people would fucking die in a car wreck or something. I'm so sick of listening to that dog. If wishes were fishes. Nick calls Black Dragon out on some legitimate things. Like Black Dragon talks about how he's got his fake little hair weave or whatever, and how women can't tell the difference between that and real hair. Okay. All right, so let me start here. Because this is my approach to things like this. Everybody's wrong about something. And most people are right about something. And my approach is you go in and you listen to what people are saying. And ultimately, it's your responsibility to sort out bullshit from non-bullshit. Right? So I go to, and here's an example I use often, Tony Robbins. We know Adam Piggott is not a fan of these self-help gurus because he worked in the industry and he's got his inside stories and all this other stuff. And Tony Robbins, I think, is a good example because a lot of people say, oh, Tony Robbins is a charlatan, yada, yada, yada. And see, here's the thing. I don't disagree. I disagree, but I don't disagree. Here's what I'm saying. Is a lot of what Tony Robbins does bullshitty and fake, and you know, you go to the seminars and he gets you pumped up and everything, and then you're rah rah rah, okay, but then a week later, where are you? You're back where you started, because none of it is lasting, right? In that sense, yes, he's absolutely a charlatan, yada yada yada. But does Tony Robbins occasionally say things that make sense? Yeah, I watched this video and it's Tony, and he says look, okay, here's what you do. Get a piece of paper, write down where you're at. Okay, get a piece of paper, write down where you want to be. Okay, now get a piece of paper, write down what do you have to do to go from where you are to where you want to be. Okay? Now, do the things on the piece of paper. Now, Tony Robbins may have stolen that from someone else. I don't know. I don't give a shit. But the point is, that's something he says that pretty much makes sense. I mean, if you want to try to nitpick that process right there, go for it. I'll listen to your nitpicking. So everybody out there, okay, even leftists, even the most fucking bizarre-ass leftists on the planet occasionally makes some sense. It's up to you, ultimately. So when I'm reading Black Dragon, I agree with Black Dragon on a whole lot of stuff. I disagree with Black Dragon on some stuff, like when he says his fucking fake hair looks real. I know better than that. You know, Black Dragon has said that he's paid women for sex, like the sugar daddy thing. Nick calls him out on that. Now, Nick says Black Dragon's not a pickup artist. Black Dragon's probably not much of a pickup artist. And so when you encounter someone else, it includes me, you're listening to me right now, right? If you got somebody to filter what I'm saying, I mean, that's okay, but ultimately, you need to filter it for yourself. You need to decide if what I'm saying is intelligent and useful or if it's bullshit. The things I say that make sense to you, you take them. The things I say that are bullshit, you leave them. It's not that fucking hard. And as much as I like a lot of what Black Dragon has written, and I've read a couple of his books and they're good, everything, all of his books, they all have some bullshit in there. And yeah, you gotta find it. And you gotta filter it out. And the fact that Nick is jumping in and assisting in the filtering, you know, initially I was just like, okay, this is just internet drama. Now I'm gonna say, all right, maybe it's not. It's legitimate. Anyhow, that was the story there. I don't really know where that needed to come from or needed to go. It's one of those things I felt like talking about.